This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got news about the upcoming deer seasons, as well as information on some great fishing going on at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, if you're a deer hunter, you've been waiting for it. They've finally announced the changes to the 2014 deer hunting seasons, and this includes the removal of 20 additional counties to the late winter season and a reduction in the number of firearm permits available in some counties. Other counties nearby have been impacted by the change include Sangamon, St. Clair, Bond, Calhoun, Jersey. This effort leads many deer hunters to wonder if auto insurance companies instead of wildlife biologists are controlling the state's popular deer hunting program. IDNR wildlife biologists made the recommendations for the coming season following a review of deer hunting harvest numbers as well as deer vehicle accident data, a survey of Illinois deer hunters, hemorrhagic disease reports, and other factors. Now, according to the DNR, deer vehicle accidents were one of the key decision-making factors. They say that deer vehicle accidents are an accurate barometer of Illinois' deer population trends. The DVA, or deer vehicle accident rate, in 2013 was similar to 2012, even though the deer harvest numbers declined from 180,811 in 2012 to 148,614 in 2013. Now, Conservation Director Miller says that the solid science is the basis of the deer program. These changes reflect their commitment of professional management of the state's deer population to provide recreational opportunity while being mindful of public safety and the rights of property owners. In 2008, the DNR began using trends in the rate of deer vehicle accidents as an index of deer population status in each county and adopted a specific objective for each county based on the accident rates. Those initial objectives for each county were set at a point halfway between the lowest and the highest rates occurring in that county between 1994 and 2007. The DNR statewide goal called for a 14% reduction in accident rates from the peak observed in 2003, but individual goals and changes needed to reach them varied widely by county. That statewide goal was first reached in 2012, but some counties still remained above the goal. The most recent changes, which adjusted the deer goals higher in 41 counties, were announced in February this year. Now, as a result, the late winter antlerless-only deer hunting season will be closed in 20 additional counties this year. These include Adams, Bond, Bureau, Calhoun, Clinton, Cumberland, Fayette, Hancock, Jefferson, Jersey, Logan, Menard, Perry, Randolph, Richland, Sangamon, St. Clair, Scott, Whiteside, and Woodford. So there will be no late winter season in those counties. 32 counties already are closed for the late winter season. The 35 counties remain open for the late winter season, while an additional 12 counties are open for the chronic wasting season held concurrently. In addition, the number of firearm permits has been reduced in some counties. Statewide, the number of either sex permits is being reduced by nearly 5,000. Antler-only permits are being reduced by 6,375. The 11,300 permits amount to a reduction of about 4.1%. So there it is. It does look like we're going to see fewer permits this year, and we're not going to have nearly as many deer harvested during the late winter season because most counties are going to be closed. Last year, 277,585 permits were available compared to the 266,285 available for this upcoming season. Quota reductions begin immediately and will affect the second firearm lottery. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and as we reported, we do have some pretty good fishing going on at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Starting with Lake Shelbyville, fishing guide Steve Welch up there reports that the lake this past week has rose to about 604.8 and is falling back slowly. It's currently about 4 feet over summer pool, and it didn't get dirty, so the fishing remained good. Water temperatures are running about 80 to 83 degrees, and the lake is still very clear on the south end with just a bit of stain on the north. He and many other anglers have put away away their white bass rods and are concentrating on the crappie, which have been red hot recently. They've seen some very nice crappie coming in, and the numbers of fish they're catching in a day is tremendous as well. Most anglers are concentrating on the channel banks and using brush piles, the ends of downed trees and standing trees as attractors as far as their crappie goes. They need to have good branches down about 13 to 18 feet, depending on which end of the lake you're using. The south end is much deeper and clearer, so you can fish deeper. They're using a special slip bobber rig with a 20-pound braid and a lighter leader so they can get their lure or their more or the minnows in the deep, thick brush and still get their rigs back. And of course, they are using a lively minnow. They're carrying good numbers of minnows for fishing for these crappie because you're using a lot of them each day. You'll lose a lot on the brush. So be prepared with minnows. The white bass bite, it's still fairly good, but it's just crappie that most anglers are concentrating on. And the largemouth bass, they're still finding good success in the morning and evening hours. And anglers are also catching good numbers of catfish. So lots of things going on at Lake Shelbyville. At Carlisle Lake, very good catfish action reported in the lake right now. Trout lines have been producing as well as, and they're using leeches and night crawlers on the trout lines. Boaters have been drifting with bait shrimp. Pole and line anglers are having success using commercial baits. The crappie bite, still good, believe it or not. They're fishing deeper now, 6 to 8 foot deep in the structure, and they're back in the brush and stumps. And the white bass, still rated good, fishing the humps and flats with cranks and slab spoons, coupled with curly-tailed jigs. And anglers are catching a few nice sauger mixed in with the white bass when trolling for the whites on the lake. In the tailwaters at Lake Shelbyville, or Lake Carlisle Lake, excuse me, some very good catfish reported. They're being active on night crawlers and cheese baits, and the flatheads, they're coming in still in reasonably decent numbers. There's been some 40 to 50 pound flathead caught recently. And the crappie bite, still good in the tailwaters as well. Minnows and tube jigs are producing. And the sauger bite, still good. They're still running a fair amount of water, and they're active from boat or bank. Boaters are using a lot of crankbaits, while bank fishermen are doing fine on curly-tailed jigs. And the white bass bite, still anywhere from fair to very good, depending on the day. They're active on inline spinners, coupled with curly-tailed jigs or tube jigs. And at Wren Lake, more good crappie action reported. This has been a phenomenal summer for crappie at the big lakes. The summer bite is good. Most fish are being caught in deeper water on the main lake. Try and use your depth finder to try and locate the drop-offs and brush piles. The Army Corps of Engineers has a Christmas tree drop location map, which can also help get you started. Both jigs and minnows have been producing fish. Many anglers are tipping their jigs with minnows. Stake beds and brush piles in about 4 to 13 feet of water seem to be producing the most fish. You can expect to catch several small fish between keepers. And the catfish bite, it's been good as well. In fact, almost red hot right now. You can use jugs and trout lines on Wren. Both are very effective. Drift fishing is probably the most popular way as well as productive way to catch fish right now. They're using the wind as their advantage and drifting across the lake while dragging baits across the bottom. Wren Lake is an excellent catfish lake, and that's being proven this year. The fish are being caught in almost every part of the lake. Whole shad or cut shad has been producing about as well as anything. And the bass bite, only a few bass being caught in about 1 to 4 feet of water, while others are being caught on jigs and crankbaits fished along the rocks and off the corners of the ridges in about 12 feet of water. The Sailboat Harbor Bridge has been a favorite hotspot lately. Black and blue jigs are always a favorite at Wren, and spinnerbaits and worms in the shallows have also been catching fish. And if you're a bluegill fisherman, more action reported here. They're shallow and being caught in the backs of most necks. Red wigglers in the backs of some of these necks will catch fish. The last few years, they've been seeing more and bigger bluegill. And while it's not known for bluegill, it looks like Wren could become a bluegill hotspot. So lots of bluegill coming in. So as you can see, we've got some great fishing. And it won't be long before the squirrel season gets open. And we'll be looking at dove hunting very shortly after that. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.